We're on the bottom of Chavdal and Mabei. So Omer Yivarchucha Tovim Harizu Derech Aminus. Person who says that the good people should praise you, so that's Derech Minus. Rashi learns, She'eno kolu Rishoyim Bishvachol Shomakom. Says, Rishoyim have no place in praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chachomim lomdu michelbana Shereicha Rao Mino HaKosu Ben Samamoni HaKtores She'matzrich and HaKosu Bahartzaos and Lios Baguda Achas. That even Rishoyim and Tanios, at least, Russia wants to come and daven by a Tainis, that we include him. And Yom Kippur, we include Lispalim HaBaryonim. So the Shevach of the Rabban Hashem comes from Rishoyim too, as long as they're doing it not in a hand. So that's how Rashi learns. Others learn that Yivarchucha Tovim looks like Shtei Rishuyos, Tosfos says, that you're saying that the Rabban Hashem, who's good, the good God, should be praised, and not the God of bad, as if there's two different gods, one for good and one for bad. Al kansipor yagiu rachamecha ve'al tov yizocher shmecha modim modim mishatkin also. Somebody says that just like you have rachmanis on the kansipor, send away the mother, you should have rachmanis on us, so you keep him quiet. You make him keep quiet. And if somebody who says that we mention your name for the good, that also we keep him quiet. And modim, modim, the Gemara will discuss each one why. And if somebody says modim twice, also you keep him quiet. Hamechane barayos mishaskin also. Person explains the parshios of arayos as euphemisms, and not as meaning literally what it says, so also you make him keep quiet. Haomer mizarach halositin lahavr lamolech, halositin lahavore bar miyusa, Mishaskin also benazifa. Person who explains the pasuk that you shouldn't give your children over to Molech, that doesn't really mean burning them to Avodah Zarah, but it means marrying a non-Jewish woman so you have children that are going to go to Avodah Zarah. That's also something that we'll see in 1 second why, but you make the person keep quiet and you do it benazifa. You do it angrily. It's a wrong thing to mefarish the pasuk like that. Rashi, al kan sipur yagir chamecha kolashen azeh rachamecha magin al kan sipur kein chus v'rachim aleinu. Just like you have mercy on the kan sipur, send away the mother before you take the children, so to have mercy on us. So you make him keep quiet. Al tov yizocher shemecha al tov osecha nodrach. Well, thank you for the good things. O shomer shnei pami modim kishuhu koreil mishaskin also uvigmar mefarishla. Hamechane barayis b'gmar mefarish shedoresh parshas arayis b'kinui. He darshens the parsh of arayis with a euphemism, that is not directly. V'omer lo erva mamish divra kosuf. Torah didn't really mean erva, right? That you're having relations. Ela kina kosuf b'lishono. The korah also erva. Hamegale kolon aviv, right? Megale what's it called? Ervas aviv doesn't mean living with your mother. It means uncovering the disgrace of your father, the kolonimo, disgrace of your mother Barabi. Kinui loshon hapech. Kinui means that you change it into something else. Shemahapech dibura l'shevach l'gnai. It's a euphemism, either for the good or for bad. V'harbi yesh b'loshon chachomim. B'sifri esfali shivim ish. This part of Rashi, some say you don't say, but just to tell you which parasha it's in. It says over that parsha, by Esfali Shivim Ish, Va'al Ere Bera'asi. I shouldn't see my bad. Not his bad, Bera'asam Hayalo. Should have said their bad. But Shekina Kosu, the Torah changed it and said it in a euphemistic way, so it didn't sound bad against Klal Yisrael. Bera'asam Hayalomer, Ela Shekina Kosu, Kyotzi Bedor, Vayamiru Eskvodam, Betavnishar Ochlesa. Right? They exchanged their honor with the form of an ox eating grass. In other words, they made an eagle. Should have said, Vayomiru es kvodi. The Rabban Shalom is talking about his own honor. The Torah said it in a way that was euphemistic, so it didn't say it bad against the Rabban Shalom, it put the bad against them. Ha'omer mizaracha lo sitein lahavir lamolech, lasova lakusis, v'tolid ben lavodah zarah. He says it doesn't mean giving your kid over to Avodah Zarah. It means living with a non-Jewish woman, having a child that's going to eventually go to Avodah Zarah. Mishaskin also benazifa. Sha'okar akosim mashmo, because you're changing the whole meaning of the pasuk. two avodas chok lemoroyim v'hagar b'neim le'esh, and that's what you're chayiv misa for roasting your children to avodas zara, v'nosin koris l'vol akusis. And instead, you're going to be chayiv, you're going to think you're going to chayiv koris for living with a goya, which is not the case. If it's parhesia, the halachim is kanoim pogim bo. If it's not parhesia and it's derek chasnus, so you get koris for it. If it's only akroi, it's only nisidur abonim, because of four isurim, nida, shivcha, goya, zona, eishas ish, right? But you're going to think that you're mamish chayiv achatas for living with a goya. Ala shogi, umisus beis and amazed basros. You're totally just making the pasuk say something that it doesn't say. So therefore, you make the person keep quiet. Okay. Bishlam amoldim moldim demezik ishterishuyos. Now the Gemara has explained the Mishnah why these things are awesome, right? Moldim moldim because it looks like two rishuyos. The al tov yizocher shemecha nami demashma al tov in the al ralo usnan chayvon vorech al arach shem shemorech al tov. You have to give thanks to the Rebbeinu Shem for good and bad, dayin ha'emes and tatov ha'meitim, not just for good things. El al kan sipur yagir rachamecha my time. Why can't you say just like Rebbeinu Shem, you have mercy on a bird, have mercy on us? Pligi batrei amoroi v'marova. Reb Yossi bar Ovin, Reb Yossi bar Zvida. Chadam rem neshem matul kina v'maisa bereshis. One says because Rebbeinu Shem has mercy on birds, mashma on animals, not or whatever. So you're putting kind of a mice of bereshis. Chadon nisha osa midos of shlakodesh baruch urachmi no exeris. You're assuming that the reason for the mitzvah is because God has mercy. Who said? If he had mercy, it would tell you not to take the mother. Right? It's exeris. You don't know the reason for mitzvahs. You're assuming this is the reason. You can't give reasons for mitzvahs. So, Tosus asks that in Piyutim we say this idea, that the Rebbeinu Shem had mercy on animals, that he said he shouldn't shech them in one day, a mother and a child on one day, and the Rebbeinu Shem had rachmanis on birds. So it says in the Piyut exactly what it says in the Gemara, you're not allowed to say. Rabbi Kiva Eger in Brachas brings down that in the Medrash says that reason. Just like the Rebbeinu Shem had mercy on animals, he doesn't let you shech the mother and the child on the same day, had mercy on the birds. So the Gemara says you can't say that. So we always like to say that the difference is whether you're saying a tam in the mitzvah, you're saying an idea that we can learn from it, but not necessarily that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom meant. That's why he gave the mitzvah. It's not the reason for the mitzvah. It's a taste in the mitzvah. It's an extra added taste, but it's not the reason. And therefore, over here, the Chazan is saying it, and he's saying, just like you, Rebbeinu Shem, had mercy on the birds, have mercy on us. So he's saying that's why God gave the mitzvah, and he's telling the Rebbeinu Shem what to do based on that. That means that you think that's the reason why the Rebbeinu Shem gave it. That's no good. But if you say, look, we can learn from this mercy, there's nothing wrong with that. You don't assume that that's why the Rebbeinu Shem gave it, but that's one of the things you can learn from it. That's the difference between a tam and a reason. Others say the difference is whether you're saying it to others, and you're saying it as a shliach tzibur, tefillah, then it's serious, or you're saying it derech limud, and that's okay. Okay. Ahud nochus kamei de rabba, omar ato chaschal kan tzibur, ato chus v'rachim aleinu. Chazan, who dav in front of rabba, and he said this idea. He said, Rabbanu Shom yed rachmanis on the birds, have rachmanis on us. Right? Omar rabba kama yoda haimu rabbanu l'tzuyil morei. Wow, this guy really knows how to be Meshabeach, the Rebbeinu Shalom. Omer le Abayev, Omer Shaskin also tonight. Why it says in the Mishnah that you can't make the guy keep quiet. What are you praising him? The Rabba, lechudude ad Abayev was the boy. Rabba just wanted to see if Abayev was on his toes. He was his Rebbe. So he didn't say a lie. He said it Beloshim Bitmia. This guy's really saying, he said it in a way that was sarcastic. And he wanted to see if Abaye would catch it. And the horror, if Abaye knew the Mishnah, why didn't he make the guy keep quiet? So first of all, he's in front of his Rebbe, so he deferred to him. If his Rebbe didn't make him keep quiet, you know, maybe I don't know the pshat. Another thing, Abaye held, you don't make him keep quiet on the spot. You go later, privately, you don't embarrass him publicly, you go later privately and tell him, don't ever say that again. Okay. Rashi. It's like you're thanking two gods. Moldim, moldim. Al hara, baruch dain ha'emes, al hatova, baruch hatova meitim. Matukina, Lomra Ha'ofos Chos, Ve'ala Behemos V'chayis Enochos. Saying God has mercy on birds, Mashmi doesn't have mercy on animals. So you're going to put Kina, the Maisa Bereshis, make them jealous. The Enam Elixiris Melech, and it's not the animals and the birds, but the Kochos, the Malachim, whatever, above, that represent these things, there's going to be Kina between them. The Enam Elixiris Melech, Lahati Leinu Ulo, Lahodiya Shanachnu Avada V'Shomri Mitzvosav. Mitzvahs are basically Xeris. They're all chukim. We don't know the reason for mitzvah. The reason is that the Rabban Shalom said to do it. But we have tame ha-mitzvah. We have a taste in the mitzvah. Just like the reason you eat is because it's nutritious. The taste is not the reason why you eat. But once you're eating, it's palatable also. It has a nice taste. So the reason you do the mitzvah is because that's the spiritual nutrition. Why it's like that, we don't know. But the ma'isa, once we're doing it, might as well have a nice taste too. We have some things that we understand also. Okay. Tznan, the Rav, what's again? Hahu de Nochis Kameh de Rabbi Chanina, Omer Hokel, Hagod, Lagibur, Vanora, Hoadir, Vachosik, Vehomitz, Omer Le Siam Tinu, Lishvachi, the Morach, have you finished all the praise of the Rabban Shalom? Hash the Hani Talto, Ilav de Chasvinu Moshe Beraisa, Vosu Knes Sagdola, Vitakninu, Anan Lo Amrin and Lahu. The three that we say, Hakel, Hagod, Lagibur, Vanora, in Shmone Esrei, we wouldn't say, if not Moshe Rabbeinu had said it, then the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah said that you're allowed to say it. Otherwise, how can you say the praises of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, specifically in Shmoneh Esrei, the Pnei Yeshua explains. Whenever you need to speak about to the Rabbanu Shel Olam about certain things, you mention the praises that have to do what you're asking. Shmoneh Esrei is a klali thing. So you should mention all the praises of the Rabbanu Shel Olam. It's Elamai, we do three specifically. So there you're not allowed to add. But other things, you can say the praises of Hashem, right, for what you're davening, what you need, or whatever. There's no Isra. And in where it's not in Shmoneh Esrei, Stam, in Tachanunim, you could add praises also. But in Shmoneh Esrei, that's what he did. He did it in Shmoneh Esrei. He added to the Shmoneh Esrei these words. So, the Atam is Kulei Hai, right, and you're saying so much, Moshalo Adam Shoyalo Elef Alfei Alofim Dinrei Zohav. Somebody had hundreds of thousands of golden coins. Bohayim Akalsin also, the Elef Dinrei Kesef, and they praised him that he has 1,000 dinarim of Kesef. So they diminished the quality and the quantity. So same thing with the Rabban Shalom. No matter what you say, you're diminishing the quantity and the quality. So whatever the Rabban Shalom said in the Torah, you could say, we say. More than that, we have no right to say. Right, Gnai Hulo. It's Gnai to diminish the praises of the person and say less. Omer Bichanina, Kobi De Shemayim Chutz Meira Shemayim. Everything's in the hands of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, except for Yerushalayim. This is talking about everything that a person does. On the other hand, there are things that happen to a person that are also Bidei Shemayim, another Gemara, except for Tzinim Pachim. A person puts himself into a situation where he can put himself in a Makom Sakana and get hurt. Like Tzinim Pachim, anything like cold and heat or whatever. So Tos says, that Gemara, HaKol Bidei Shemayim, is talking about things that happen to a person. And here it's talking about things that a person does himself. So everything is in the hands of a person, chutz mi Yerushalayim, shenemer, in the hands of the Rabban Shalom, except for Yerushalayim, shenemer, the Atu Yisrael, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shoel Mimach, Ki Im Le'ira, what does God ask from you? Only to fear Him. Mechlal, Mesmer says, Mechlal, the Yira Milsa Sutrasi, Ki Im, only to Yira. Yira sounds like a small thing. That's what the Rabban Shalom is asking. In the Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu Milsa Sutrasi. The Gabi Moshe Rabbeinu was a small thing. If you ask somebody who has a big thing, right, to him it's considered small because he has it. And cotton vein lo domaloki kli gadol. And if you don't have it, even a small thing is considered like big. So Moshe Rabbeinu had Yerushalayim, to him it was considered small. And even though Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klal Yisrael, in a door where there's a Moshe Rabbeinu who to him Yerushalayim is small, the people also see it's something that could be small. The Kasvinu Moshe B'Torah Rashi Hakel Agod Lagibor Vanora Shaloyisei Ponim. In the Torah it says those three things: Hakel Agod Lagibor Vanora, Anshei Knesset HaGdolah B'Sefer Ezra, the Ata Elokeinu Hakel Agod Lagibor Vanora Shomer Abris VaChesed. The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah Mesakin in Shmone Esrei to use those kinuyim. Chutz Mira Shemayim Osam Mesura Bidei Adam. That's given over to a person. That he prepares his heart for Yerushalayim. The Chasam Sofer says, even Yerushalayim is not really dependent on the person. because it says that a person couldn't overcome the Yetzer Hara if the Ribbono Shel Olam didn't help him. So in the end, even Yerushalayim is min Hashamayim. But the Ratzon to have Yerushalayim, that's Bidei Adam. So Rashi says, Meichem Lipo Lekach. Afagav Sheicholos Biyadu Lohachim Levavein Weilav. Even though the Ribbono Shel Olam could force us to have Yerushalayim. We're like the material in the hand of the craftsman, right? The Ribbono Shel Olam could form us any way he wants. He could make us, force us to have Yerushalayim, if he wanted to. In the future, the Ribbono Shel Olam will force us to have Yerushalayim, take away the Bechira. But Lamaisa, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants us to have Bechira, so in this world, everything is at the hands of heaven except for Yerushalayim. Okay. Ha'omer Shema Ka'omer Modim Modim. Person says Shema Shema, it's like he's saying Modim Modim. Meisve, right? So L'chora Shema Shema is not Mashmatu Rishuyos, right? He's talking about list. Shema means Yisrael here, not the Ribbono Shel Olam here. So why is it like Modim Modim Modim? I'm thanking two gods. But the idea is that in the world there's one channel. The Ribbono Shel Olam is broadcasting. And if you hear two things, then it must mean that there's two channels. So there's two gods. Meisli, Hakori Yishma v'kof lahari zemeguna. Because a person reads the Shema and repeats it. He repeats it, so it's not nice. Meguna hu dahavi shtuke lo meshaskino. It's just not nice, but you don't make the person keep quiet. Mashman, it's not so terrible to say it twice. Mors lokash, chodom remilsa milsa. It depends if you say a sentence and then say it again. If you say each word twice, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, and so on. Or you say the whole pasuk twice. And Rashi learns, Omer milsa milsa v'tani la kol teva omer v'shona ein kamash moshte v'shuyos. Ela meguna v'sakol. If you repeat the words, Shema, Shema, Yisrael, Yisrael, that's not crazy. Right, so that's meguna, but doesn't sound like two gods. It sounds like you're crazy. But if you say the whole pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, then you say it again, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, sounds like it's another god. Two sets of gods. Right? That's how Rashi learns. But this is one god. What do you need to say twice if it's one god? So there's one god this way, and I have a different god this way. So I'm saying two psukim. Right? The Tosfos learns just the opposite. Not here, but in Brachas. That if you say the whole pasuk twice, so that's not like Shtei Rishuyos. But if you say Shema Shema, like we said, that sounds like there's two different channels. So therefore, you're not allowed to say either one. You shouldn't say Shema twice, and you shouldn't say, that's why when we say the psuk in the end of Ne'ilah, we say Shema only once. Baruch Shem Kavod, Hashem Elokim, we say more than once. But Shema, you only say once.
You say Echad Echad, it sounds like each one.
What?
Echad Echad, it sounds like each one.
Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Echad.
Modern
Hebrew
is Echad Echad, it's like one by one,
each one.
Okay.
Could be. But Shema Shema, even if you didn't say the Echad Echad, just say Shema Shema. It's a problem. The problem is not just the end of the pasuk. That's Machlokas. If you say the whole pasuk, right?
No, we're saying repeating words.
Right, even words. Even if you say Shema Shema.
Shema Shema has nothing to do with the Kodesh
Baruch Hu. That's what we explain. Otherwise, it should say, so it says Echad Echad. Doesn't it? It says Shema Shema.
It's referring to the whole
pasuk. No, then it's no reason to say Shema, because you don't have to say the whole pasuk. According to you, you just have to say Echad Echad. Even if you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Echad, it's also no good. But here, if you repeat the word...
The word Echad means only one, but I'm saying if you say Echad Echad, it's much more than one.
I'm saying, but that can't be the Yisur, because the Yisur is even if you just say Shema Shema.
Without the rest of the pasuk.
Shema, Shema, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. It's also no good. Right. Zemara says, Omer li Rav Papa l'Rava, v'dil m'bikor lo ki v'ndaiti v'hashta ki v'ndaiti. Maybe the reason he's repeating the words, he didn't have kavana the first time. So he said it now a second time. So if you learn that the Isser is the whole pasuk, that makes more sense. He said the pasuk. He didn't have kavana. He said the pasuk again. But to say each word, right, because he didn't have kavana, but I know somebody who had an obsession to say Shema. There's people like that. And he used to say every word about 18 times. what's it called, because he didn't think he had kavanah when he said it. So that's possible. Somebody says shma, 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 till he gets the kavanah. The Bamish, that's exactly the way you guys said Kriya Shema. The Omer lechavrusa klape shmaya, right? You treat the Rabbanu Shem like a chavrusa when you say it first time without kavanah, that in itself is a chutzpah. The guy who says Kriya Shema doesn't have kavana, so he has to say it again, so we hit him with a hammer, right, until he's mechaven. Okay. Rashi. Chavrusa klape shmaya, b'chi minik chaveron noe b'akadosh baruch hu, you treat the Rabbanu Shem like he's your friend. L'daber l'fonav shalom meskaven, you say things you don't mean, right, and then you have to say them again. B'cholzer umarilo b'koflo shalo kivim b'rishona. You show them the fact that you said it again, that you didn't have kavanah the first time. Merzafta martel is a hammer. V'atosim esam akeves metargamina marzafta. Okay. Hamachana barayis m'shaskin also toner of Yosef, kolon ovi v'kolon imo. What it means is you say, instead of ervas, meaning the nakedness, and it refers to sexual relations, you say it means somebody who insults his father or mother. And that's not what it means. Okay, and it's going to come to be matra rayas or giving a misa for somebody who insults his parents. The Rambam learns that it's not that you say kolon aviv. You say ervas aviv instead of ervas avicha. Mechana means that you change it and you don't say it going on somebody. Because Ervas Avicha means your father. Right? It's very personal. Ervas Avi means somebody's father. So even that's not okay. It has to be clear. Tani Rav Yosef Lefrushe Mechane de Masnisen Kine Metargim Ervas Avicha de Ervas Imecha. Klona de Avucha de Klona. He explains it to mean not Erva, the nakedness, but Kolom, the embarrassment to your father or mother. Don't reveal things that are insulting to them. That's what it means. So you're completely distorting the pasuk. Ha'omer mizara chalositin lahavir tana dver b'shmuel b'Yisrael habol akusis v'holid mimenu ben lavodizora kosam daver. You mefarish it that it's not talking about roasting your kid to avodizora, but rather marrying a non-Jewish woman and having a child from her who eventually is going to be over avodizora. Right, so you again totally distort the pasuk. Tonet Rebbe Shmuel, the forish masnisim be Yisrael habolakusis akosam medaber. Okay. Continue tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, the Chacham Ovad says it's a drasha. But here he's saying that's the pasuk shot in the pasuk. What? Because it wouldn't mention Shema Shema. But it means even if you just said Shema Shema, it's no good. Even if you didn't say the rest of it. Otherwise, you wouldn't say Shema Shema. It's like Modim Modim. You don't say the whole Modim. You say Modim Modim is also. Awesome.